seem like it's that hot. And you don't perspire out there. If you do, well, it just drops in as fast as you perspire.
Humidity is just 8% when we get off that
plane. No humidity at all.
Well, that would help.
I've been in Mexico, too. We went down to Mexico while we were in Tucson, down to Nogales. It was, we just went down there to look in the shop, you know, fool around. When I got back, the first thing I wanted to do was take a bath and wash my head. It was the dirtiest place I've ever seen in my life. Just dirty. They have no stop signs, no stop lights. If you walk across the street, you just take your life in your way. There ain't nobody.
Got a man out there on a horse directing
traffic for stoplight. You know, if he's out there, if he ain't, well, you just have to take a change and get across.
Across the street.
Oh, it's filthy.
Now, the name of this place was what?
Nogales. N-O-G-A-L-E-S. Nogales.
Is that a very big town?
No. No. Small place.
Resort area or something like that?
Well, more or less, it's a border town.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Border town. You don't dare take your car in there because if you have a wreck, well, it's just too bad.
Insurance
is not
good.
They
just you have to pay enormous price.
We left our car on the outside and walked in, walked across the border. You have to, when you go in, well, they don't pay no attention to you go in, but when you come out, you have to declare everything you've bought.
Yeah.
And they just let you take out so much, you know, anything you buy.
Have you been in any other foreign countries?
No.
Mexico is all.
Mexico. Well, yeah, that's all. The foreign
countries. Mm-hmm. You mentioned something a minute ago about the
weather in
Louisiana.
It's humid. It's worse than it is here. That's right. And it's low. And if it comes a good rain, well, the water will just stand, you know, and it's wet.
Slow.
They do it. They raise a lot of sugar cane there,
yeah.
You know, and sugar beets and things like that. But rice.
Yeah, world of rice.
They raise a lot of rice in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But to irrigate, they have an irrigation
system
to irrigate it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is a sugar beet?
Well, there ain't sugar out of it. It's white beet.
Well,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that growing around here, really?
No,
nothing.
No. Louisiana, they raise it. California, I think they raise a lot of sugar beets there.
Y'all ever have any bad storms around here?
Yes, sir. Wait, we sure do. We had one in 1936 that blew this town away. We sure did. Killed 200 and 54 people. Right. Just absolutely. It's one of the worst. It's listed in the World Dictionary as one of the worst disasters.
Was this a hurricane? Or
no, it was just a tornado. It came at 9 o'clock on Sunday night. It was all day long that day. Everybody felt that there was something in the air because it was humid. Close, felt like a band was closing in on you, you know. You just felt that there was something in the air and you just didn't know what it was. And back then, well, we didn't have any weather warning. Now they'll warn us, you know, if there's tornadoes to be seen, a warning or a watch. And a watch is, you know, the weather is favorable. And a warning is you better take safety, you know, take cover. And, but this one came and, just up right now and gone. 9 o'clock, and of course it was cloud, lightning.
Part of town over here, just swept
it cleaned it out. Right out west of here, and killed the whole family, 13 of them in one house. Mm-hmm. My mother and daddy lived in the path of it. It didn't hurt them, but it blew the house top off and damaged, water damage and stuff like that.